50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery, this is The Competition. Host Shima Oliyai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she returns as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? I'm about to play a clip from The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm officially almost late to the airport.
It's an early summer morning in New York City, and I'm cutting it close for a flight.
I'm still at home, and we're packing up jewelry on top of all this. I don't know, man. This is a lot. Hi, that was the 5 a.m. bell.
When I finally make it to JFK, I pick the wrong line at check-in. And by the time I make it to the front of the line...
Hi. Hey, so I missed my flight. Oh my God.
That's my mom.
Remember, life sucks and then you die.
I'm flying, supposed to be flying, to Mobile, Alabama, a place I haven't been since I was 17.
You have both your luggages with you right now? One is in Mobile and the other, it's Tiger Print. It's the same one I used when I came when I was 17.
Oh my God.
It's the one I got for graduation from Golda.
Oh my God.
I'm a grown woman calling my mom from the airport and freaking out a little because I've only missed one other flight in my life, when I was a teenager. And it occurs to me, in the middle of JFK, the similarities are jarring. I was traveling with the same Tiger Print suitcase then. I got it as a gift right before I traveled to Mobile the last time, 20 years ago. For a competition I thought was going to change my life.
Hi, I'm Shima Oliyai from Reno, Nevada, and I love to swim with my team and family in the beautiful waters of Lake Tahoe.
That's me at 17 in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. If I'd won my year, I could have walked away with over $100,000. Back then, the competition was called America's Junior Miss, but today it's called Distinguished Young Women.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Oh my gosh,
this is so nerve-wracking.
Ugh. I have to breathe.
And here they are.
Let's go, Tom.
There we go.
Amy Pham, Tennessee.
Emily Lee, California.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks.
Genevieve Batman, Maryland.
And spends each day training, practicing, preparing.
Kaylin Kai, Arizona.
To perform at the finale in front of a live national audience.
Caitlin Rook, Montana.
Salma Barragan, New Mexico.
Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
Madison Manning, Colorado!
The competition's been around for almost 70 years.
Mobile, Alabama. It's the America's Junior Miss pageant, featuring 50 of the most outstanding young women in the nation.
And for decades, it was on live TV in front of millions of people.
Live from Mobile, Alabama, CBS proudly presents America's Junior Miss 2019.
When I was in Mobile, I thought I'd made the big time.
So have you ever seen 50 brighter smiles in all your life?
Winners got written up in the New York Times, appeared on talk shows, even went to the White House.
Mr. President, this is Junior Miss of America.
Hello there.
Hi.
And some winners became household names.
America's Junior Miss of 1963.
Like media icon Diane Sawyer.
Kentucky's Junior Miss.
Grace from Will and Grace repped Rhode Island in 86. The program's alumni have become governors,
artists,
aerospace engineers,
lawyers, doctors,
judges, CEOs,
senators,
tech leaders,
and astronauts.
I didn't win my year, which kind of rocked me, because I was a first-gen American kid with big dreams and parents who were not going to bankroll those dreams. So I thought the money from winning the competition was going to be my ticket. And also, I hadn't lost much as a teen, and this loss was on national television. So after the competition, I tried not to think about my experience in Mobile for the next 20 years. Until I got an email asking me if I would come back, this time as a judge. At first, I was like, no. Then I was like, maybe? Because it felt like this place that didn't get me back then was signaling, Shima, you are a winner. You made it. And I kind of felt that way at the time, too. I mean, I'd won a big award for a podcast I'd made. I have great shoes. I live in New York City. And I'm a producer who gets to travel around the world interviewing people. But I went through a lot to get here. And I started to wonder if the competition had somehow prepared me for that. And I don't know, being a judge, it seemed like a chance to look back at what happened when I was 17, to understand why I didn't win the big prize in Mobile. It's not like I've been wringing my hands over it all this time, but when you get a chance to peek behind the curtain and understand how one girl is chosen out of 50 unbelievable ones, don't you want to know? So I said, sure, I'll go to Mobile and be a judge. And then I asked, oh, and by the way, could I bring two producers with me to record all of the behind-the-scenes action? And to my surprise, they said yes.
Binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.